Hi, this is a dictation for Ronel Milton, R-O-N-E-L-L-E-M-I-L-T-O-N. Date of service is 9/21/2023. Date of birth is 10/15/85. Date of accident 8/24/2022. Mr. Ronel Milton is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 9/7/2023. He is a victim of a automobile accident on 8/24/2022 when he rear-ended another car that appeared in his way all of a sudden. The other driver was found to be at fault. The impact caused him to hit his head into the roof of the or ceiling of the car, and his whole body was shifted to the left. He was taken to Beaumont Hospital, where CT scan showed a intact fusion hardware in the neck and the lower back, and then he was released. Subsequently, patient has been complaining of pain in the neck and the right side of the mid-thorax, and pain in the lower back, as well as pain in the right knee and the lower ankle and foot. Subsequent CAT scan that were done found positive for arthritic changes in the C7, T1 to T12 and L1 with a spinal canal stenosis at T8 and 9. And in addition, patient suffered from injuries to the anterior process calcaneus and distal talus in the left, and on the right ankle there was injuries to the distal tibiofibular joint and anterior tibial plafono without evidence to acute fracture. His shoulder examination was found to be negative, so no surgery has been done. He's being followed up. He's requiring a lot of medications for pain management, and so he was referred to advanced pain care for further evaluation. His reports his pain is from 9 to 10 and is constant all the time. He reports of numbness and tingling of the left arm off and on, involving all the fingers. However, his carpal testing was found negative. Pain in the right knee is also intermittent, around 5 to 6. And ankle pain is around 5 to 6 also, but he can walk without any cane or any other device. He's found to have a spasm in the right trapezius muscle at the thoracic spine level T8 and 9, as well as into the shoulder area. ADLs are affected 10. Kindly review the chart for the ADL for system review for the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. And he reports 60% improvement in his symptoms so far, overall since the time of accident. The patient is continuing with the physical therapy on 2 times a week. He's going to be afforded a caseworker. He's being provided with the medications, Norco 10 over 325. By Dr. Redden. So far, so good. Along with this, he has got medication of naproxen and Flexeril, Restoril, Colace, Voltaren Gel, Robaxin, and Biofreeze that he's continuing. He remains disabled for work and housework replacement. And that will be the end of dictation. Thank you.